got the flu. The cows is mad. The fish is full of mercury. The pigs, they wanna murder me. We in a state of emergency, but currently we still grinding. The move of movement takes currency.
They say money make the world go round, but look around, we chasing money while the condition of the world going down. It's a world war now. People versus the planet, better yet, those in power destroying the earth, wreaking havoc. Hurricanes, tidal waves, tsunamis and cancer, AIDS, global warming, earthquakes and famines. Man, it's crazy, babies with flies on their face. They got Africa looking like the worst place on the planet. They're using up all the resources, but fiend for more. They got money for war, but can't feed the poor. They fighting over oil, why oil spills in the ocean.
Hi, this is Christina Tobin with the Free and Equal Network, and I'm so glad to have you guys today listening to our show. This is the first interview I've ever done for musicians, hip-hop artists. Awesome. Just got to know them, actually, right before we started this interview. Ness, Karam, you guys are with AA Likes. Welcome to the show today.
Thanks, Christina. How you doing?
You guys are cute. You guys are definitely in sync, like you are with your music, because I've been researching you guys a lot lately. I'm awesome. I'm out here, fortunately, in California, not living in Chicago anymore, so I feel for you guys. I hope it gets a little more normal out there soon.
Lucky you. It's frozen out here. We're in New York City, where we've had the coldest winter, the most snowy winter in the last, 20 years. But we're out here, fighting a good fight, still building. So, we're going to keep it moving.
Yes, yes.
You guys stay strong. I just, I feel for you guys. And I wanted to this interview is for a lot of our listeners that have no idea maybe yet who you are, or maybe they do, and they need to get to know you better with AA Likes. And Ness, Karam, I wanted you guys to tell me a little bit about yourselves and maybe how you guys met as well.
Well, this is Ness speaking right now. For those that don't know, we are AA Likes. Been pushing this music for a minute. We are part of RBG Collective, Gorilla Nation. We met actually in Tallahassee, Florida. I was T-town. At the time. Yeah, shout out to the whole T-town. I was actually at the time going to school at Florida A&M University. Black college, historically black college.
Damn you.
Great, great school. There's a bunch of actually MCs that went to FAM. Common Sense, was down there. M1 from Dan Perez was also down there. A bunch of us were down in that area learning about life, growing, doing what college kids do. And we linked up through mutual friends, me and Kay, and, I guess, like they say, the rest is history. We learned a lot in Tallahassee, and moving when we left Tallahassee, our idea was to come up to New York, which at the time was like the mecca of hip hop. This was in the late 90s. If you wanted to do anything in hip hop seriously, you would venture to New York. Ironically, shortly after we left, the South blew up. So it was just funny. All right, we went up to New York to basically, spread what we were doing down in Tallahassee. So that was kind of the beginning.
Yeah. And that's in Florida when you guys began working with maybe Dead Prez at that time. Am I right?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. He's Stickman. He's from Tallahassee, and M1. He was going to FAMU, and we all linked up. And we had a crib, a spot, and we was just doing music down there. Like 10 MCs in one house,
some cool synergy, because I got a lot of respect for Dead Prez, and definitely getting you guys on the radar more so. I have so much respect so far for you guys as well, so I'm not surprised there's that tie there, And I'm in the last 9 months, 12 months, a year, I have learned more about hip hop than in my entire life. I mean, just because, in the electoral arena and shifting into music, it's been eye-opening, learning about Mos Def and KRS-One and, Public Enemy and talking to Mortal Technique, Felipe and Professor Griff Caban, So it's just it's been an eye-opening experience of recognizing how suppressed and, censored the music industry has become. And so I kind of want to get a more feel of you guys of basically you know, your music's powerful. It's not watered down. It's real. It's, you know, it's raw, and like, you know, your political views are in it. How does it shape your music? You know, what's your background on that? You both are welcome to answer.
Well, I would say a common theme in hip hop, or you'll hear this from hip hop artists, keep it real. Like that's like a central thing that to being an MC, to just hip hop in general. And for some people, keep it real might mean whatever they feel it is, like, you know, glamorizing just different aspects of street life, or you know, chasing the cars and just that whole side of it. For us, keep it real. You know, me and Kay, when we first linked up in Tallahassee, we didn't come together to form a rap group. We came together as, you know, two brothers, two coming of age men that were learning about life, building about life, you know, studying 5% lessons, and we would just have conversations about life. And we chose to put it in the music because we felt like, what's realer than this? Like, this is a genuine space. You know, both were concerned about the direction of our communities, our own, you know, personal lives or whatever. We were like, how can we put this into a form that other people can hear it? So I would say that shaped our, you know, our worldview, or shaped our music more than anything, which is, you know, the original thing that hip hop is all about, keeping it real. So it's just our expression of keeping it real, looking at the world around us, and learning. You know, at the time we were young, we didn't have, we had knowledge itself, but we were still, you know, young in the game. So it was a process.
Exactly. He said the perfect word, process, because like what Ness was saying, we was basically just trying to keep it real, trying to come from a point of view. You know what I'm saying? Not having to worry about being original. If he was just coming from an authentic point of view, just expressing real stuff. And then along in that time, we started getting political education. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So we started being able to identify the enemy. Instead of just go at him, like, we started to identify the enemy in the music. I mean, so it was like a process, you know what I mean? So it's like, now we actually, like, you know, in the political arena or whatever, but like Ness was saying, that was never like our goal to be in the political arena or anything like that. It's just keeping it real, back to the keeping it real thing. So, you know, being our eyes are open, we're able to identify our enemy, that's the realest shit. I mean, that's the realest, like Ness said, you know what I'm saying? That's what level we at right now, you know what I mean?
So yeah, basically it wasn't an agenda from the door. It wasn't right. Like we didn't just try to start rapping. exactly. We were trying to write poems. To be honest, write poems on a beat and capture a moment. And it just so happened this is how we saw it. And then built in that space, you know, you run into different people of like minds, people that have the same vibration, people that share your, you know, your politics or just how you see it, like, you know, and from there we grew. You know, you got Dead Prez, Sticking Them One. There's a, you know, Abu and Tahir Head Rush, who was part of our collective at the time. Just, you know, we just learning about different things, studying about Mao Zedong, studying about, you know, Malcolm X, studying the Black Panther Party, you know, studying, you know, just history. And also being that we were in a college town, you know, Tallahassee is a big college town. You have Florida A&M, which is a big historically Black college, and then you have FSU there. It's just a bunch of people looking for answers. So hip hop in the mid to late 90s wasn't where it's at now. Like, it was still a rebel art form. It was still an art form that was looked at as something that the outcasts and the underprivileged and that Black people were, you know, just all into. Now it's wide open. You got Macklemore, you know, whatever you got. But as far as back then, it was our vehicle to learn about life, basically.
Well, I mean, it was
our voice.
Yeah, your voice is going to be, I feel, heard by so many, because, and a good excuse to get out of New York, because I just, you know, can't wait for you guys to get on a platform and unite with other musicians, you know, like Chuck D at Public Enemy. And, you know, a lot of musicians have been calling for a platform, a movement to be heard, to come together. And And that's what we're about here at Free and Equal Elections, is not watering down music, just opening up the music industry and letting you guys be heard, your music, the raw, what it stands for, speaking in between. So our supporters and our listeners and the kids and the youth can see you as an individual, the individual that you are, individuals that you are. And I really commend you guys, vibe.com. Your amazing manager, Yasin, or who I've been working with you guys, that is Yasin Supremala, has really pitched you guys to me for almost a year now. I mean, I've never known somebody representing in whatever way he does with you guys and supporting you guys, of having, you know, caring so much. And those are like the kind of people in the industry of like what's evolving with this new platform that just have heart and our givers. And he brought me, you know, to attention of on vibe.com, you guys. Just put out an awesome video called They Watching. And yeah. I mean, that just sealed the deal for me. When I saw that, I'm like, these guys have got to somehow be a part of not only our fest at UCLA, but it's tightening up, but our tour too. And, you know, so it's just like, I'm really excited. And your person that's connected us has done so much helping us get Public Enemy on board and others as well. You know, it's pretty amazing. Mm-hmm. Tied to you.
That means a lot, Christina. A Supreme, Yasin, he's an amazing person. You know, he's been our manager for years. Yeah. You know, that's just who he is. As a 5%er, if anybody, you know, knows the 5% Nation, anybody that's listening, you know that our whole thing is teaching, and he does his duty, you know, every day. Like, I watch Pan New York City when we travel on tour. Like, he's constantly connected. And as much as the crazy thing about what we're doing as artists is that we're definitely pushing the message, or better yet, we're definitely coming from a real space, and it just so happens that we're pushing the message. We're in the same token, we're in the music industry where you're dealing with snakes, where you're dealing with people that aren't about teaching, that aren't about, you know, community empowerment. And he navigates it well. So the fact that he linked up with someone, you know, like yourself, who, from just hearing you over the phone, your vibration seems, you know, very, very sincere. It's just the universe making things happen. So I'm excited for the show. You know, I'm excited for the tour. You mentioned Public Enemy. Chuck D is one of our, you know, one of our mentors. There's times where we've been at Chuck D's house, and we're sitting there, and he's just giving us jewels for like 3 hours, having conversations about God knows what. Like, I mean, if you just learned about Public Enemy, family, you got to know.
Dude, they told me if he's doing any interviews for Free and Equal, which is starting like mid-March, to have a script in front of him, like bullet points.
you have to know who Public Enemy is to the hip hop community. That's like our. I mean, for rock, like the I can't even think of a equivalent like in rock, because I would say the Beatles, but the Beatles didn't teach the people about what Public Enemy taught about the, you know, community in the 80s. You know, they were so powerful and so, you know, amazing on the street level. Like, street cats would be in tune with what Public Enemy was talking about, and political, you know, just people that were into politics, black power, black nationalists. Like, that is, you know, it's almost like
amazing.
When we finally got a chance to meet, you know, Chuck, and see how humble he was, and to see how he, you know, he invited us into his home and just gave us jewels, and would spend just countless hours. Like, when I say 3 hours, like, we'll start talking literally just to have like a little quick conversation. The next thing you know, we're there, and it's like 2 o'clock in the morning, and he's telling us about, you know. Yeah. Like, we're talking about things that happened in the 80s and how hip hop, how it first started, and why he did what he did, and the Public Enemy logo, and how he designed the Public Enemy logo when he was in school, and the radio show that they had, and Slave of Slaves, and just like all that. It's just, you know, I mean, I'm kind of going to change it, but just, I'm super excited just about, you know, being part of this whole thing. And I think that the people need this right now. If you look at hip hop in general, it runs the world now. Like, popular music, every single piece of popular music is affected by hip hop. And coming from, you know, the 80s and the 90s, it's almost like a dream come true, except for the fact that when you look at hip hop in general, it's not a balance. You know what I mean? There aren't a bunch of groups like the Public Enemies, the Dead Presidents, the A-Lights. It's a different vibration, so it's important for us to have the platforms like Freebie and just many platforms like that that understand that this is a weapon. You know what I mean? This is a platform, but it's definitely a medium where we could go ahead and discuss real things that the people need to hear.
Yeah, more so like a shield rather than a weapon of just protecting ourselves and our messaging. Ooh. And be able to express who we are together. Exactly. As unity and one.
Exactly.
You definitely did not go on a rant, because I can guarantee you our listeners, quite a few now, but I think a lot more later that listen to this video or to this interview, that is, are going to be like just excited to feel the energy of you loving the people that you've been around. And, you know, Free and Equal, we're a nonprofit 501c3, and I literally put every, like, just squeezed every dollar I could to make the Public Enemy a reality, because I knew, like, they were the ones that were meant to be, you know, because the messaging through the hip hop industry, having them. And I'll tell you, it's my first experience of dealing with, you know, with agencies and managements, and I've learned a lot. They're actually one of the pleasant ones, but, you know, more so. But it's an interesting world in the music industry, dealing with other agencies and managements. And we were able to make it happen with Public Enemy, which says a lot, you know, to their whole team and crew there, you know, of them being really patient and understanding. We're growing here, but I've always relied on the messaging. You know, I guess I'm so glad our interview happened today. And because it's just the energy of us connecting, passing the energy on to other musicians, to whether it's Chuck D's or the Dead Prez and everyone you mentioned. Can't wait to learn more of all of them. I recognize them. And just letting them know what we're about, Yasin, sending you the information and spreading it, because we've been offered huge money here. I've turned down almost $1 million in funding, guys, for this movement from big corporations, because it's compromising is not an option, guys. And so, like, we have pulled it off to go into the first stages of production, but we definitely are ramping up to bring in the awareness to drive in and seal the deal on some bigger name sponsors. And people who do great things in the world. So it's just spreading that energy. I've known this movement is desired. I feel not only throughout the U.S., but the world is watching us right now. And given what's going on, as we know, in all the different countries, Ukraine and Russia, and before that, Egypt, we have got to rise quickly here in the U.S. of A., you know, before we just have to. And that's what this platform's for. So. And your music, I wanted to just highlight for listeners that want to learn more about you guys. We'll say it again at the end of the interview, but go to AALikes, that's AALikes.net, AALikes.net. Check it out while we're on this interview, kind of, you know, in the middle of it here. But I wanted your music. You talk about surveillance and the Federal Reserve and currency and, I mean, all these different topics. And you spoke a little bit about your political views, but... you guys are really, I mean, your recent videos are powerful. I mean, I guess just tell us a little bit more about the kind of topics you believe in and what the world and how you think we can fix things. We have to.
Right. Well, you know, we did a song called No Savior that people say is powerful. And it's about, you know, when Obama got elected, you know, the black community really, you know.
Yep.
Could have mistaken that as a savior. And, you know, just went in on that. Like, you know, there's no such thing as a savior. You got to save yourself. You know what I'm saying? You got to educate yourself on what's going on, on what's being done to you, on what's being taken from you. You know what I mean? So, you know, we just went in on that, on no savior. And, you know, it's just things that come up that we want to touch on, you know what I mean, that we, you know, that we feel like that we have the knowledge to touch on. Like, there's a lot of things that we, you know, we feel like we can't touch on. You know, we don't have the knowledge on it. But, you know, things come up that we feel like we could talk about. So we write a song about it. You know what I mean?
Thanks, guys. I mean, your lyrics are, again, right to the core. I know I was at House of Blues a couple weeks ago, Immortal Technique. I got to meet him. He got some passed along VIP passes. It was really cool. And I texted him, thanks for the tickets here. And he came up for like 10 minutes and said hello, you know, before his show. Yeah. And he gave a hug and he was like, thank you for what you're doing. He's like, I'm going to promote the, you know, immortal, the beep out of this. And, you know, and it's like, it's just like you guys speaking to him and spreading that synergy quickly is so key. You know, being 2 months out from the fest, but, it was just really cool to hear his lyrics, and I resonated with that like I do with your lyrics and Chuck D's and that passion and that heart and love. And so I really think amazing. Yeah, he's a very, I hope he listens to this interview. I'll send it to him when we hang up. I'll text it to him. We'll have to get the copy right away. You know, it's, I'm fortunate enough to be able to talk to him every couple of weeks, one time for an hour or two, you know, and just listening to him, the music industry, you guys, man, it's like the political arena, you know, dealing with all those sharks and same in the music industry. So, I really do welcome you guys, considering this is really the alternative platform that not only gives you a voice to be heard, a light live feed, you know, the revolution, as I said before, this interview will not be televised. It will be mobilized. And we want to sell your music virtually, you know, through our store, you know, small modest proceeds go to Freedom Gore cause, but so you guys can be self-sustainable and do more of this, right? Rather than, you know, and have to worry. So that's our hope. And I just really, thank you guys so much for being on the show. Any last thoughts, anything you guys want to plug or, you know, just anything more about yourselves? No hurry here. I'm enjoying this interview a lot.
It's all good, Christina. I say first and foremost, I'm speaking for me, Kay, our whole collective, the whole RBG fan, Gorilla Nation, everybody out here in Brooklyn, Queens, Bronx. We're honored to be a part of the whole movement. Our whole motto, and I want to say motto, but our whole directive is the people over the dollar. And that's why we united with this. The energy behind it was definitely, community-based. As far as Aolites, you know, we do have an album or EP that we released the past year called Us Against Them. Definitely check it out. It's on Hardboiled E1. A bunch of beautiful songs about like everything we talked about. You know what I mean? Basically, mm-hmm. People over the dollar and just going hard. The latest single, They Watching, the video is out now. Shout out to Vibes, Keith Murphy, everybody over there that pushed that. It's just basically talking about there's an intrusion into our privacy. The whole, you know, digital world is increasing. If you understand the idea of singularity, we're coming into a time where the machines are going to have more power than the people. So we got to know who's behind these machines. And that's what that song was about. And we're honored and we're excited to be a part of this. Can't wait to get out to Cali and turn up. And do what we do, you know. And let's keep the dialogue going. Let's keep the lines of communication open. And you said something very, very fly that I've never said before. We always say that hip hop is a weapon, but you said hip hop is a shield. Mm. And I would say it's both. You know, it's both. You know, it's a way for us to attack the ignorance. It's a way for us to attack the status quo. Exactly. But we do have to be protected, you know, like in karate, you have offense and you have defense. So hip hop is a way for us to defend ourselves from the misconceptions that people throw on our community and hip hop in general. So that's what's up, Christina. We appreciate that.
Gosh, guys, it's like a shield of this vortex of energy through music, right? Is what brings us all together, this energy. And as we fix the electoral system, which will happen because we can do it and it's the only way, then, you know, I always say like technology is going to evolve and cures for everything and longer lives, some say much longer lives. Like that's really the agenda beyond the electoral arena is all of that I just mentioned, and quantum physics, learning all that amazing stuff and energy and Nikola Tesla. And so this is like just my destiny. I just a 32-year-old gal that wants to help save our country. And I'm so glad we did this interview tonight. I brewed a cup of coffee for you guys, and which I rarely ever do because the days are longer. But I wanted to, I'm happy this happened. And I would love for you guys to spread the message quickly. I really yearn to speak with Chuck D directly. I speak with Professor Griff directly. regularly, but I'm unable, maybe you're the bridge. I think that together, the messaging, everything he and others that you've mentioned, I already have Dead Prez on the radar to be a part of our tour. I think, and so for sure, I mean, like it's going to open up to all genres of music, but boy, hip hop is definitely, we've got a lot of it at United We Stand Festival. It's going to be May 10th. AA Likes, happy to have you guys there. We're making it happening, you know, hopefully get you guys on stage, fingers crossed with Chuck D, you know, work it all out, get an outline to you guys. We really want to bring everybody together united at the end of the show. You know, all different genres and races and genders and sexualities. It's just people. We are one. So, well, yes. You guys have a beautiful night out there. I will be pushing the warm weather your way. And
I have a question. I have a question. Yeah, just curious. What's the temperature out there right now?
I hate to say I haven't stepped outside for quite a while because I'm kind of stuck behind a laptop having to help try to create a better world.
rough estimate. Just give us a rough estimate. What's the temperature?
50, 60s? 50? Oh, it's, God. I think during the day, that's like summer for you guys.
Yeah, 50? it's like, I think it's 10 right now.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah, it's crazy. But no. Yeah.
My wise man once told me it builds character, but I don't know. Still to this day.
Well, we have a lot of character out here. We have a bunch.
I can't wait to give you guys a big hug when I see you, because you're the cool kind of characters. I can't wait to meet through Yassine and working with Dwayne, I think Murray as well, and those guys. And, you know, they stuck by me when times were tough and seemingly, you know, and overcoming the odds. And so I look forward to getting to know you guys long term. And did you guys have anything else you wanted to plug before we wrap up the interview?
No, that's cool. Basically it. Us against them. Go check that out, alikes.net.
They watching.
We'll see. Yes, they are watching. We're going to see y'all in May.
I'm listening too. Yeah, we're going to see y'all when we get out there.
Well, that'll be awesome. Bring all the guys out there. We'll keep building. We definitely are building up our talent more and sending positive energy away. Guys, go to AA Likes, all your listeners, AA Likes, the listeners out there, that is aalikes.net. You know, buy their music today, because it enables these guys to, like, you know, to create more of it, and that helps better our world. And so I personally endorse AA Likes as far as, no matter how far that'll go, but maybe. And I'm just here to help you guys, and thank you so much for your time tonight. We can chat a little bit more after the interview. So
thanks
guys. And you've been listening. Great, guys. And you've been listening to the free. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, no, thank you for having us. That's it. Just play the music. Play the music.
Yeah.
We're about to go jam right now.
Stay on the interview. We're going to play music after this clip. You've been listening to the Free and Equal Network. Thank you so much for joining me on my first interview with any musicians ever, AA Likes. Welcome aboard to the movement, guys.
Hey, Rob.
RB, be careful, my nigga.
They watch. Nigga, they got eyes in the sky. They got cameras at the spotlights watching you drop by.
They watch.
Nigga, even when you got high, they
watch.
In the satellites using their eyes, nigga.
They watch.
They taking flights from the rooftop.
They watch.
They saw who killed Tupac.
They watch.
I'm saying who watching who.
They watch.
Or is your TV watching you, nigga?
They watch. Ayo, Ox, real. Think I'm paranoid? Check the back of your dollar bill, the pyramid.
Right.
With the eye on top of it, they watch us. Helicopters fly over metropolises. Vans in front of my spot, and pilots follow us. When I drive, I feel they eyes. Cops, they stopping us. Roadblocks, checkpoints. They on the roof of binoculars, like paparazzi zooming in, taking snapshots.
Ayo,
of
they
us.
Watching. Yeah. Rest in peace to Johnny Cochran. We lost one when they put his body in the coffin. He knew the signs, so they offed him. The same shit happens often. The best defense is offense. We in they nest like crawfish. Fam, I got two words, be cautious. They want you leaking like a faucet. One false move and you might get shot. Suicide by cop.
They watch.
Nigga, they got eyes in the sky. They got they cameras watch. And the spotlights watching you drop by.
They watch.
Nigga, you can run, you can hide. They
watch.
In the satellites using their eyes, nigga.
They watch.
Why they taking flights from the rooftops?
They watch.
Saw who killed Big. They saw who killed Tupac.
They watch.
I'm saying who watching who?
They watch
TV, always your TV watching you, nigga.
They watch.
Looky here, it's like 1984 as in the book, not the year, big brother watching. And I ain't talking about your older sibling, I'm talking COINTELPRO, read your history, or better yet, Google that. Speaking of which, that Google Maps shit got me feeling like I'm booby trapped down here. It's Federales and DTs and cameras everywhere like it's reality TV.
Hey, yo, they watching, they just waiting for the right time to come and snatch you up like a python. While white kids is making pipe bombs, we writing fight songs while grinding at night to keep the lights on. Cause these days, wrong is right and right is wrong. Am I right or wrong? I thought so, moving right along with that said. I put the L to the match head. I bid you best wishes, wishing death upon snitches. Yo, they watch.
Nigga, they got eyes in the sky. They got they cameras watch. And the spotlights watching you drop by.
They watch.
Nigga, you can run, you can hide.
They watch.
In the satellites using their eyes, nigga.
They watch.
Why they taking flights from the rooftop?
They watch.
Saw who killed Big. They saw who killed Tupac.
They watch.
Why I'm saying who watching who?
Is they watch.
TV or is your TV watching you, nigga?
They watch.
Always feel like somebody's watching me. I don't have no privacy, no. I always feel like somebody's watching me. We don't have no privacy, no. I always feel